This week on The Marquee, we've got a pre-college comedy and a mutant martial artist. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, Hugh Jackman returns to the role that made him a household name in the X-Men spin-off sequel, The Wolverine. In his latest adventure, Logan travels to Japan and becomes embattled in a conflict involving the Yakuza, ninjas, and a beautiful young woman while he struggles with his diminishing mutant powers.
In The To-Do List, Aubrey Plaza stars as a book-smart high school grad who sets out to get some serious tutoring in the opposite sex before she goes away to college. It isn't nearly as clever as 2010's Easy A, and the main character is often difficult to like. But it's still good for some outrageous laugh-out-loud comedy.
Also opening in Columbus, The Way, Way Back is a coming-of-age story about Duncan, an introverted teen that takes a summer vacation with his mother, played by Toni Collette, his overbearing stepfather, played by Steve Carell, and his sister. What starts off as a lousy trip turns into the vacation of a lifetime when he becomes friends with the kindly owner of a local water park.
Opening at the Gateway, the quirky biopic The Look of Love stars Steve Coogan as Paul Raymond, a kind of British Hugh Hefner who became one of the country's richest men. The film explores both his business moves and his relationships during his rise to fame and fortune. Or, for indie drama on a budget, head to Carriage Place this weekend to see What Maisie Knew, the story of a 7-year-old girl who's caught up in her parents' custody battle. But for my pick this week, I'll go with The To-Do List. It isn't the perfect outrageous chick flick, but it's significantly more watchable than another recent release, The Heat. So, it's a decent pick for girls' night out.
I'm happy to report that The Wolverine is the best X-Men film since X2 was released all the way back in 2003. It's a more intimate film than what some may expect. Its setting is a departure from the norm, and it features a more toned-down script, but there's still plenty of action.
Or, if the latest theatrical releases aren't calling your name, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Trance. Danny Boyle's hypnotic crime caper stars James McAvoy as an art auctioneer who finds himself caught up in an art heist. After an injury leaves him unable to remember where he left the painting, he seeks out a hypnotist, played by Rosario Dawson, for help. It's a captivating and stylish adventure. And while the whole disorienting experience isn't entirely satisfying, it's enjoyably puzzling nonetheless.
In Starbuck, Patrick Heward plays David, a lifelong slacker and sperm donor who finally decides to take control of his life when he finds out his girlfriend is pregnant. In a strange twist of fate, that's the exact moment that he finds out that almost 150 parents are trying to force his donation facility to reveal his identity as the father of their babies.
Francis Ford Coppola's latest, Twixt, stars Val Kilmer as a struggling writer who travels to a small town on his latest book tour and finds himself embroiled in a mystery involving the murder of a young girl. From what I've heard about the film, it's probably best that the screenings were sold out when I tried to see it at the Toronto Film Festival.
Ginger and Rosa explores the relationship of two London teenagers during the turbulent Cuban Missile Crisis. The title characters are played by Super 8's Ella Fanning, sister of Dakota, and Beautiful Creatures Alice Englert, while the supporting cast is headed up by Christina Hendricks, Timothy Spall, Oliver Platt, and Annette Bening. Other new releases include Welcome to the Punch, starring James McAvoy, and Vehicle 19, starring Paul Fast and Furious Walker.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll go with Trance. It's definitely a perplexing caper, but it's still worth a look.
Pickings are a bit slim this week, so I'm going to recommend Trance as well. It's far from my favorite Danny Boyle film, but as usual, the director takes risks. Some of them blow up in his face, but the film is still worth checking out.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for a sequel that makes us feel blue. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week.
You were an animal then, and you're an animal now. I just gave you claws.